This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we witness how Jesus willingly enters into his passion for the salvation of mankind. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build a virtue of gratitude so he can always recognize and give thanks that Jesus died for him. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build a virtue of hope so he can avoid despair and pray for the souls of those who commit suicide. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism that you'll hear in today's Gospel Devotional. You can find a full transcript nearby or at everycatholicman.com. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV, Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verse 1, through chapter 15, verse 47. It was now 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, and the chief priests and scribes were seeking how to arrest him by stealth and kill him. For they said, "Not during the feast, lest there be a tumult of the people." And while he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at table, a woman came with an alabaster jar of ointment of pure nard, very costly, and she broke the jar and poured it over his head. But there were some who said to themselves indignantly, "Why was this ointment thus wasted? For the ointment might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they reproached her. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing for me. For you always have the poor with you, and whatever you will, you can do good to them. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burying. And truly, I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her." Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he sought an opportunity to betray him. And on the first day of the unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the householder, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, and where am I to eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. There prepare for us." And the disciples set out and went to the city and found it as he had told them. And they prepared the Passover. And when it was evening, he came with the 12. And as they were at table eating, Jesus said, "Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be sorrowful and to say to him one after another, "Is it I?" He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread in the same dish with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." And as they were eating, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took the chalice, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly, I say to you, I shall not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will fall away, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, even though they all fall away, I will not. And Jesus said to him, truly, I say to you, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times. But he said vehemently, if I must die with you, I will not deny you. And they all said the same. And they went to a place which was called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. And he took with him Peter and James and John and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, my soul is very sorrowful, even unto death. Remain here and watch. And going a little further, he fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this chalice from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again he went and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came a third time and said to them, are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. And immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, this one I shall kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away safely. And he came and he went to him at once and said, Master, and he kissed him. And they laid hands on him and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus said to them, have you come out against me as a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled. And they all deserted him and fled. And a young man followed him, with nothing but a linen cloth around his body, and they seized him, and he left the linen cloth and ran away naked. And they led Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests and elders and the scribes were assembled. And Peter had followed at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the guards and warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council sought testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none, for many bore false witness against him, and their witness did not agree. And some stood up and bore false witness against him, saying, we heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another, not made with hands. Yet not even did their testimony agree. And the chief priests stood up in their midst and asked Jesus, have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you? But he was silent and made no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. And the high priest tore his clothes and said, why do we still need witnesses? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision? And they all condemned him as deserving death. And some began to spit on him and to cover his face and to strike him, saying, prophesy! And the guards received him with blows. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the maids of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, you also were with the Nazarene Jesus. But he denied it, saying, I neither know or understand what you mean. And he went out into the courtyard. And the maid saw him and began again to say to the bystanders, This man is one of them. But again he denied it. And after a little while, again the bystanders said to Peter, Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean. But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, I do not know this man of whom you speak. And immediately the cock crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times. And he broke down and wept. And as soon as it was morning, the chief priest with the elders and the scribes and the whole council held a consultation. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, Are you the king of the Jews? And he answered him, You have said so. And the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you? But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate wondered. Now at the feast he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in an insurrection was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he always did for them. And he answered them, Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews? For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, Then, what shall I do with the man whom you call the king of the Jews? And they cried out again, Crucify him! And Pilate said to them, Why? What evil has he done? But they shouted all the more, Crucify him! So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas. And having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is, the praetorium, and they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it on him. And they began to salute him, Hail, King of the Jews! And they struck his head with a reed and spat upon him. And they knelt down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. And they led him out to crucify him. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. And they offered him wine mingled with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, The King of the Jews. And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, Aha, you who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself, come down from the cross. So also the chief priests mocked him to one another with the scribes, saying, He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe. Those who were crucified with him also reviled him. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders hearing it said, Behold, he is calling Elijah. And one ran, and filling a sponge full of vinegar, put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink, saying, Wait, let's see whether Elijah will come and take him down. And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him and saw that he had breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." There were also women looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the Younger and Joses, who, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered to him, and also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. And when evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And Pilate, wondering if he were already dead, and summoning the centurion, asked him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. And he bought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb which had been hewn out of the rock, and he rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joses saw where he was laid. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in today's Gospel reading. Jesus, the Son of God the Father, comes into the world for the salvation of mankind. In his passion, and that word comes from a Latin word which means suffering, Jesus completes his Father's work by his sacrificial and redemptive death on the cross to forgive sins and establishes the sacrament of the Eucharist. Jesus establishes the sacrament of the Eucharist by mysteriously transforming the Passover Seder, a ritual meal which commemorated God's deliverance of Israel from slavery by Egypt. We see that in Exodus 12. At the Last Supper, which appeared to be a traditional Jewish Passover Seder, Jesus stuns the apostles when he gives them his body and blood in the signs of bread and wine. Rather than end the traditional Seder with the last ritual cup of wine, Jesus extends the ritual throughout his entire passion until he is sacrificed as the Lamb of God on the cross. Jesus completes the transformation of the Seder when he sips wine from the cross, a symbol of the last cup of the Seder, and he dies. We see that in John chapter 19, verses 23 through 30. The passion narrative spans the depths of human suffering, betrayal, abandonment, anguish, torture, mocking, humiliation, a mother witnessing her only son's death, extreme agony in death. But it goes even further. Jesus' passion includes his incomprehensible suffering of the effects of every human sin across all time. His dying words from the cross, the seven last words, provide men with powerful guidance, including, quote, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." We see that in Luke chapter 23, verse 43. It's the model for responding to the evil injustices of life. Jesus' words, quote, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" That comes from Matthew chapter 27, verse 46, is not confused desperation, but a code phrase for Jesus' total victory. This comes from Psalm 22, giving men a rallying cry and hope in times of suffering. Jesus' gift, quote, "Behold your mother," and we see that in John chapter 19, verses 26 through 27, is a call for every Catholic man to commit to a devotion to Christ's Holy Mother. God will convert the heart of every man who deeply meditates upon the passion of the Christ and make him a true disciple of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By the way, if you'd like to dive even deeper into the Passion of the Christ, there's an 11-part series at everycatholicman.com which looks at the Passion of the Christ in detail that incorporates all the gospel accounts in a chronological fashion. You can also find a link to those nearby. Well, let's see how a man can grow in awe of Jesus Christ by reflecting upon today's gospel. Be astounded by the mysterious actions of the Son of God and divine priest in his passion. Jesus transforms the 1,200-year-old annual ritual of the Passover, becoming the sacrificial Lamb of God in a new Passover, by which men can be saved from eternal death. Jesus incorporates the ancient Jewish rituals of Thanksgiving and establishes the sacrament of the Eucharist. And that word Eucharist comes from a Greek word which literally means Thanksgiving. Jesus continues to supernaturally feed Catholics at every single Mass through the transubstantiation of bread and wine into the true presence of his glorified body and blood. Well, after reflecting on the sorrowful passion of Jesus, let's also look at how a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon the passion. Be grateful that Jesus died to save you personally. Realize, Jesus willingly died for the sins of all mankind and for the sins of every man personally. Believe. Reflect upon the passion. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 571 through 637. Pray. Jesus, crucified Christ, help me grow in the virtue of gratitude, a part of justice. So I joyfully give thanks to you for dying for my sins, and so I show my gratitude by using every moment to grow in holiness. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Hope in God and be protected from suicide. Realize, in stark contrast to Jesus' complete trust of the Almighty Father during the Passion, Judas lacks hope, falls into despair, and commits suicide, which is a grave sin which breaks the fifth commandment. Believe. Reflect upon the sin of despair. See the Catechism, paragraph 2091. And also, reflect upon the grave sin of suicide. See the Catechism, paragraphs 2280 through 2283 and 2325. Pray. Jesus, giver of life, help me build the virtue of hope so I never despair to the point of suicide, and I always trust in your justice and mercy for the poor souls who have killed themselves. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Always remember that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness. And here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to find. First, build the virtue of gratitude so you can recognize and give thanks that Jesus died on the cross to save you from your sins. And second, build the virtue of hope so you never fall into despair and always remember to pray for the souls of those who have committed suicide. Thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen too by sending them a link to this podcast. It's an easy way for you to help fulfill your duty to draw others to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. If you'd like to study the Passion of the Christ in more detail, go to EveryCatholicMan.com. There you'll find an 11-part series that dives into the magnificent Passion of the Christ. Until next time, never forget that Jesus has called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.